Welcome to another exciting episode of Why Your Story, the podcast. I am your host, Travis Osmond.
I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
And together we are
Why Your Story,
where we talk about everything.
And
anything?
Anything. Do I smell?
Yes.
No,
I didn't want to say anything.
No, but for real, I've been out in the yard all day. Easy weeding after all that rain.
Yeah, well, thanks. We sure needed the rain, didn't we?
Oh, we sure did. Why are there so many shrooms? My whole lawn is shrooms.
It's rain.
I know.
It's moisture time.
It's great.
We've been praying for it, and now we got it.
Yes, we did.
And
hope everybody else did, too.
We're thankful for it.
We're so grateful.
Wow, that's really nice of you to be so grateful.
I know.
Yeah.
Even though I stink.
Well, I didn't want to say it, but the good thing is the viewers cannot smell.
True. They or
can
see.
Only, or see, they can only hear.
It's no bra day. Just can't do it. I'm sorry. I just had to say it.
There's a visual for all of our listeners.
It's not to the knees.
We can
yet.
Edit that out.
Okay.
We'll edit
or
that.
Or not. Remember, anything.
Anything. We talk about everything and anything. But we're going to stop that.
Okay. I'll stop.
Well, we hope everybody's happy and healthy.
That's right.
In this new COVID world we live in. It's coming back. And so I'm pretty sure everything's going to start over and life is going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to get just dumb again. So
again.
We hope that you're all more optimistic than I am about COVID. But
did you get a vaccine?
No, I got two of them.
Oh, you did get yours?
I got two. I got one in the arm and one in the arm.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah. I got one, nothing. Second one, woo!
Yeah.
Sicker than a dog.
Second one kicked
just for a while.
But
yeah. But I don't care if you do or don't.
Okay.
It's up to viewer, not
yeah,
viewer.
It's totally
listener
up to you guys.
Discretion.
I've never been anti-vax anything. In fact, I'm pro-vax. You know, all my kids have been immunized. I've been immunized.
Yeah.
I see what happens when people aren't immunized.
I had some interesting things happen when I was little. Now, I'm just a tad older than you. And
only like 3 months, if I remember right?
Right. And
hey, will you talk for a minute? I'm going to go close these windows.
Yes,
I can hear
I sure will.
You just tell these listeners the wonderful things that happened to you when you were a kid.
Okay.
Right back.
So I had all the vaccines, but I also got all the diseases. It was really crazy. So I had German measles, red measles, 3-day measles, 7-day measles, 14-day measles. I kid you not. And back then they used to like put wraps over your eyes so you couldn't see. I had chicken pox when I was older. I had shingles. You name it. I had the vaccine, but I do believe that they are stronger now and better. But I'm not sure where I was going to go with that.
I don't either.
Anyway, if you want to get them done, you know, do it. If not, I will say that the whole time I was COVID testing, I didn't have the vaccine and I never got it.
Yeah,
and I was
neither.
With people, transfers, you name it. And
I think the one thing that I hear about the COVID thing is they don't want to be controlled by the government.
Yeah.
And I think the government is walking this fine line.
Mm-hmm.
Do we force people and make them carry a passport, you know, that they've been vaccinated, which I think is totally asinine.
And all of it can be forged.
Of course.
You know, so.
Well, we don't require anything to vote, but now we have to require certificate to get on an airplane.
Well,
stupid.
We were going to go to the Seattle Mariners game,
mm-hmm.
and I was in the vaccinated section. And had
oh my god
yeah
and a I couldn't vaccinated section,
section. And I had to produce my card to show that
oh my
I'd been vaccinated
gosh
yeah
talk we, about segregation
exactly it was crazy but I we ended up not going but yeah we had to have that so
we do not talk about politics on
no
why
we don't
your story.
Let's talk about fun stuff
let's talk you know we've done the 60s we've done the 70s we have Ooh. Yet to do the 80s
yes I love the
80s. The greatest music decade ever.
Pretty close.
No, I'm serious.
I really am a fan of the 70s, but you're right. The 80s is
but the
songs, it's a tie, maybe.
No.
Okay.
It's not. The songs of the 70s were fantastic, but you cannot tell me that the songs of the 80s don't trump the 70s. I'm just saying. Maybe we'll have a 70s versus 80s podcast.
Okay.
I think that'd be, and I'll go 80s, you go 70s, and we'll battle.
All right, let's do it.
And then I'll win at the end.
The battle of the bands.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds great. So anyway, yeah, these are some of our favorite ones to do, because MJ picks her top list, mm-hmm. I pick my top list, and then we defend it.
Yes, we do.
Right?
Yep. Nothing like the hair bands, metal bands.
So, but we did this. We're not doing country. This is 80s rock. Pretty much classic rock, hair band.
Right.
Big rock, heavy rock.
We'll do country later, but there was one band that we are going to, it will have a separate, we both agreed on this band in the 80s.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that later.
Well, we'll talk about it right at the very end.
Okay.
Because it's our last band.
Woo!
Right?
That's right.
Here we go.
Okay.
All right, MJ, let's start it off with you, okay? This is your top pick.
Well, not my top pick, but...
Well, this was your number one, you told me.
But Aerosmith is great.
So I understand Aerosmith is great and everybody loves him. Nowhere near my top.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, I would put him in the top 10.
Steven Tyler's mouth is just a little too big for me to like him in the top.
Well, there's a lot of them I can't look at. Like,
well, he's one of them. Could you imagine having a dream and seeing him in your dreams?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I would go hide in the closet.
Yeah. But I think a lot of girls find that attractive.
Do they?
Yeah, I don't know
why. Poor girls.
But they do. It's okay.
Poor girls. All right, so MJ's top, and those of you that know Travis know who is going to be at my top. And if you don't, shame on yourself. You need to be taken out behind the shed and slapped. Greatest band of all time.
In his eyes.
Take it. Now. If you do not know the intro to this song, two things. You either haven't been born yet or you're dead.
Maybe they're deaf.
I think that they could probably still feel it. My brother could feel it, and he's deaf.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. We got to get him on sometime.
AC/DC, friends.
That's right.
You shook me all night long.
Named after a sewing machine.
Yes. What a great tune.
That's right.
All right, we could actually stop our podcast right there and have a successful podcast.
There's so much more, though.
I know, but how do you beat
you AC/DC? Can, especially with this next group.
All right, here's MJ's next one.
That's right, Little Guns N' Roses.
Slash laying it down off the beginning there. Yeah, good song.
Yeah.
It didn't change my life.
No?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's because you weren't a sweet child.
No, I was not a sweet child.
Should be sour child.
It does have a really cool intro, though.
It does.
Okay. So, like, compared to AC/DC, You Shook Me All Night Long, this isn't even on the same highway. And that's just my opinion. But thanks, MJ, for your song.
Oh, my gosh. All right, let's hear your
Lame Duck. Here's another one of my tops. Let's see if we can get her to go here. You know who this is?
Yeah.
Oh, I love this song. So do you know this band had a one-armed drummer?
I had heard that,
I
forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's neat.
Yeah.
I played the drums.
With one arm?
No.
Oh.
I didn't even play very well with two arms. I was terrible.
Def Leppard.
That's right.
Everyone, Pour Some Sugar on Me. I love it. I'd love to see these guys. I've never had the chance. Anyway, what a great tune.
Great tune.
Great tune.
I'm so excited for the next one.
Yes, MJ, world wouldn't be complete without your Van Halen.
That's right. And now his son Wolfie has his own band.
Heard that.
Wolfie. That's a great name.
So this reminds me of early morning swim team practice. I don't know why.
Did you jump into the pool?
I did jump into No pun intended, but I did jump into the pool.
You were on the swim team.
I was.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, I was the buoy.
Okay.
I just floated around in case someone was...
Oh, boy.
My mom made me swim.
I love to swim.
My brother was so much faster than I was, so he'd beat me and I'd cross the rope and beat him up.
You're that kind of brother.
I was, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Van Halen, still not groundbreaking for me. I know everybody, people just love Van Halen.
I know. I do. I really like them a lot. But I don't love them, but and I don't put them in my top 10, but I do like them a lot.
So this one is still in my top 10. Okay. I started kind of at the top somewhat, but...
Okay, again, in my top 10, probably top 1.
If you don't know this beat, you're also dead. Listen to that bass. Boom.
He has the same initials as me. Well, sort of.
Oh, yeah, MJ.
Yeah.
So I guarantee you, everybody right now that's in your car.
I bet your buns are moving.
In your home.
Glutes.
In your office. I guarantee you, your head's bobbing. Guarantee
it. I think their buns are moving.
I love this song. So this is the song that Michael Jackson was singing when he very first did the moonwalk.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I can do the moonwalk.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Then do it right now.
I'm in flip-flops. Well, I can try.
Well, you can't. Okay, go ahead. All right, okay. People, I'm going to judge MJ's moonwalk.
No, I really, and remember, I have just had surgery on my leg.
Well, you said on live.
I can't really do it. No, I really can't do it, though.
She's walking backwards, everyone. It's really great.
I am doing the slide.
Oh, I love it. Anyway, Michael Jackson.
The best.
Changed the world.
He did.
Yeah, changed the world. Fantastic. Okay, I'm going to have to agree with MJ's next one here as a top band.
Oh, yeah. Went to their concert, front row, free tickets. They wanted us to go back to the hotel after, and I went home. Wow. I ran for my life because they came out on steers, rode out on them.
They did?
Yeah, with snakes around their neck at the old Salt Palace. And really good. I couldn't hear, honestly, for a while after. I mean, that close up. And
you know.
They were so good. Didn't one of their guys just die?
Yeah, Dusty just, their bass player just passed away just this past week. And it's so sad. You know, but being involved in music for my life, I'm just amazed at what ZZ Top was able to do with three men in their band.
Yes.
I mean, listen to that.
Yeah. So good.
And they have some of the coolest guitar riffs ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love some ZZ Top.
Yep.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. All right, Travis is up. Here we go. Beat this.
Oh, yawn.
Oh, come on.
Just a small town girl.
Just don't stop believing. Okay? I'm serious, MJ. Don't stop believing.
Living in a lonely world.
So,
okay, I agree. I love Journey, and I'll probably put them in my top 10.
They have to be up there somewhere because these guys have stood the test of time, for one. And then they got a new singer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That little kid, and he sounds just like the original singer.
Isn't it the guy from American Idol? No.
No.
No,
No. This guy is like overseas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
For
that.
For real.
Huh.
Yep. Hold on, we got to hear the start. There's just a lot of piano here for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear that, it's coming. Hang on.
Come on, pins and needles.
It's a smoky room. Cheap perfume.
Cheap perfume.
Ugh. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Bass. Thank you. Anyway, that's enough of Journey. Let's move on. Moving on.
Something a little more mellower.
Yeah, let's go mellower with MJ's next pick here, okay?
Okay.
Give us the intro here.
Welcome home.
Oh.
Who could it be? Talk about a hair band, metal band.
Sounds like...
a little metallic.
Does it sound metallic? Not yet. Now it's getting there.
Getting there, building up. Whoa.
A little freaky. Oh, what a great tune. Mm-hmm. And Metallica is another one of those bands that really changed the outlook of the world.
Yes. There's so many good bands in the 80s. It's crazy.
Yeah. I would have to say Enter Sandman, though, would be more of my top. Was Enter Sandman in the 80s? Yeah. Late 80s.
Late 80s, I would think, but I don't know that for sure. Okay, let's hear your next pick. Mr. Osmond.
All right, here we go. You're going to laugh at me, but I don't know how you don't.
I laugh at you every time we're together.
This song had such an impact on me in my life.
Oh, boy.
But I got to preface it.
Okay.
Crescent View Middle School.
Mm.
And I hated dances.
Yeah.
Hated them. I loathed dances.
Middle school.
My mom would not let me be sick. And anyway, this girl came up and asked me to dance because I was hiding behind the tables and chairs, you know. Mm-hmm. I was actually really hiding, and she asked me to dance, and this song came on, and I was praying for not a slow song, and then, and then this song came on, and it scarred me for life. So, okay, put yourself in my shoes.
Okay.
Seventh grade. You don't want to dance with a girl, mm-mm, but a girl asks you to dance, okay?
Yeah.
And then the song comes on. What on earth do you do? Is this one of those side-to-side motion dances?
No, I you could still do it.
Do your
own
hips?
Thing. I would act crazy, and then maybe she'd leave me alone. He'd leave me alone.
Yeah, I put my hands on her hips.
Oh.
And she put her hands on my shoulders.
Okay.
And then from there, it was kind of a cross between...
awkward.
The bebop. That's what I'm saying. It was like the worst 3 minutes of my life to that point.
Middle school's so hard anyway.
Oh, it sucks. I wish I could have skipped middle school.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway, this is actually, I don't think you can hear this song without thinking 80s.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
Anyway, that's why I put it on there. Dang it. Now it's ruined my day. It's amazing how songs can change the outcome of your day, huh?
Mm.
All right, MJ, explain.
Explain that.
Why you picked this?
She's a good girl. Why do you think? Loves
her mama. Not because Tom Petty was good looking, I know that.
No.
It's weird.
So this song really is like my second daughter, Jamie. It's about her.
Okay.
She was a good girl. She loved Elvis.
Uh-huh.
She loved horses. I don't know about her boyfriend because she has several.
She loved her boyfriends.
I don't know. She had a few.
Boyfriends.
And there's a guy that liked her that was in a band, and he was kind of a bad boy. And really, during this song, I mean, it was years later, but this song really is kind of about her. He kind of dumped her because he knew he was a little different than her. Not sure if he went on to be a big band guy or not.
Right.
But anyway, be interesting to see. He took one leak at Steve and ran off.
I would too. Especially if I was dating his daughter.
But I love the song.
Yeah, Tom Petty deserves a spot in our top 80s.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to be handsome to make our 80s.
Very few of them are.
Yeah.
We're
going to get to a couple that I think are kind of
really
handsome. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep, but not this one. This one would not fall in the category of handsome.
No, but great.
But great and a great female.
Yes.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, everyone.
Mm.
Get it up. Come on. At least I can sing the bass part.
I can't sing it all.
Good job, Joan. Appreciate you. Really did a good job.
It wouldn't be long.
Well, maybe we get a bit of the tagline. Here it is.
I love rock and roll.
Who sings that?
I love rock and roll?
Yeah.
Joan Jett?
Okay, let's keep it that way, okay?
Oh, that was so below the belt. And you know I can't sing. I must have some talents, so, but it's not singing.
MJ, this one, when you said we're adding this song, I had to question your mental capacity. But
oh, yeah, you, but your you body's didn't. Moving.
Mine is not, no.
Oh, yeah, mine is.
I'm thinking of some guy with shorts and a whip.
Come on. Got you. Get your little hard hats on. Oh, yeah. Oh, your head is too bobbing right now. I look over at him and he's like, boom.
Folks, for the record, my head is not bobbing.
You were bobbing.
This would have never made my top.
It's not my top. What? But it's just the 80s.
You must whip it.
You must whip it. You must whip it.
Now whip it.
Whip it.
Into shape. Shape it up.
He's just staring at his computer.
I just, this is such an interesting song. You know, I
it
wonder.
It is, but Devo was interesting.
If you know, where that came up from, where he came up with that.
Yeah.
You've got to whip it.
Whip maybe it he was do, like do, doing do, homemade do. Ice cream or something.
You must whip it. I need to look, I need to do some background on that song and see where okay. the world that came
That would
up.
Be fun. Okay.
Okay, so this is one of my tops of the 80s. Come on and see.
Oh, yeah. He has so many great songs.
Oh, my gosh. But I wonder between him and Steven Tyler, who has the bigger mouth? What do you think?
I think Steven Tyler.
You think?
Yeah. All night long. I think Lionel's more proportionate. Once you get started,
so many good memories of my youth with Lionel Richie in the background.
Yeah.
I really do. Oh, I just love Lionel Richie. I wonder if we could get him to come join us in our podcast. Is Lionel Richie still alive? I think
yes,
so.
Yes, he's on American Idol. He's a judge.
Oh, I
with
just
Katy
I don't
Perry
watch TV.
And Luke Bryant.
Luke Bryant, huh?
Yeah.
Is that a country singer?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yes.
Is he?
I like him. I like all three of them. I think they're great judges.
Well, if there's Lionel Richie in there, then they've got a good lineup.
Yeah, all three of them are just. Great.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. This one was very telling about MJ that she picked this band as part of her. I wonder sometimes. They don't get any rowdier than Motley Crue. Am I right?
It is true.
I mean,
there's a few.
Kiss doesn't even touch Motley Crue.
You got to kickstart my heart somehow.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how you listen to Motley Crue and not smile, though, sometimes,
yeah, it's
you know?
True. Can you imagine going to their concert? You'd just be like,
oh, my
oh,
gosh.
Shaking your head. Oh, yeah. That makes my body move, too.
Just talk about high-intensity rock mm-hmm. and roll.
So good.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you'd ever be the same after seeing them in concert.
Probably not.
I don't think you
probably
would.
Probably like after
you,
I
you
ZZ
would be
Top.
Like you would be like high for the rest of your life, probably. And you'd
that's
probably
true.
Have the beginning of your migraines.
And the munchies.
This next one that I picked, I think this one changed my life.
Okay.
And we go a little something like this. Hit it.
Again. No matter where you are right now, you are moving
oh, yes,
one
you
part
are.
Of your body or another.
Admit it.
Come on. Oh.
So you, can you hear that little piece of wood they're hitting in the background?
Yes.
For my entire life, that was always, I've always wanted to do that in a band.
Oh.
Hit that.
Uh-huh.
Because if you listen to it, he is like perfectly in sync with the band.
See, I thought it was a metal he was hitting, not wood.
No, it's wood. Listen.
Okay.
It's a hollow piece of wood. Well, come on now.
There are a few little parts.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about, let him talk. You don't need to listen to the words sometimes. But we are trying to listen to the hollow log. Here we go. Here's a log right here. Hear that? Dun, 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 yeah. Dun. Dun, 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 dun. Yep. That's the best guy in the band right there. I'm going to give him credit.
Where credit is due.
Okay. Thanks, everyone. We just brought the house down.
This next group, I think, is in the top 10. And this person is a good guy in real life.
Have you met him?
No.
Then how do you know?
Because I just heard that he's a good person. I'm sure he had his day.
Well, don't we all?
Maybe not to their extreme.
So why don't you tell everybody who it is?
Little Bon Jovi.
Honestly, it makes me want to go back to middle school sometimes.
Yeah.
And the beginning of high school.
Tell that girl no.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
I'm not going to dance
no,
with you.
No. Knowing what I know now, I would have said no to my mom.
Oh.
I really would have.
Really?
Yeah. I would have had the courage to say no. And then my dad would have come home and promptly kicked my buttocks.
That's right.
But I just don't feel like that experience excelled my life in any direction.
I think it's so hard on kids.
It was horrible. If I were to pick any song that would describe the 80s, it would be this next one.
Okay.
I don't know why, but this song, if I were to pick one song that reminds me of the 80s, it's this song.
I agree. There's several songs, but it's definitely right up there.
So Rick Astley sings this, and he had like two or three, maybe, you know, that people would remember.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he was AC/DC and every song was the number one. You know the rules, and so you are.
He's really a clean-cut looking guy.
Yeah, he kind of looks like a middle schooler on his
dance. He kind of does with his little Levi shirt and pants.
If I were him, I would totally fire his choreographer. It did not help him at all.
No.
On his music videos?
He didn't have Paula helping him.
Oh, if he would have had Paula Abdul.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. You know, and if you have a number one in 1980s, at least surround yourself with a bunch of dancer girls.
Correct.
You know? Lame-o.
Archel.
Okay, let's move on, should we?
Yeah.
For so long. I'm just going to sing for a minute. Making but. You're just trying to
Should we let him sing it, even though we only had a few hits?
Yeah, that's probably true.
Okay. Now, this isn't in my top 10, but...
It is for me. I think so.
Oh, whatever.
I do. I love this band.
Yeah, I do too.
I love them.
Yeah.
They're horribly dirty. But probably most big hair bands of the 80s were, right?
Yeah, that's true. And I maybe in the top 12. I just can't. I don't know.
I can. I love these guys. Talk about totally original.
Mm-hmm. Clean cut.
And oh yeah, totally clean cut.
You want to bring him home to dad. What if your daughters walked in with one of them?
I'd shoot him right between the eyes. Especially Gene Simmons.
Oh,
that guy.
Ugh.
Talk about the grossest man on earth.
I know. And yet their music is so great.
Yeah. Love Kiss, everyone.
We're driving crazy.
You keep on shouting. You keep on shouting. Come on.
Ready? Take it.
Want to rock and roll all night
and party every day.
I want to rock and roll. Oh, I can't look at his tongue.
Like,
cannot
seriously.
Cannot look at the tongue.
Who doesn't want to rock and roll all night and
with
party
that
every
tongue.
Day? No, not with Gene Simmons. That is not a party to me.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of back, we're getting run out of time here, but
okay.
Back to our number one. This band came up twice for me. I'm so sorry, everyone. But again, greatest band of all time.
Oh.
Shimon. Oh, I just love it.
Here's one band, though, that we've agreed on that we think was really the 80s. And they were the only band to sing in We Are the World. Everybody else was solo performers. Think
about
it.
Are you talking about AC/DC?
No.
This is AC/DC.
I know, you silly Billy.
You can't introduce the next band while this one is going. You just said AC/DC was the
I did not. Saying
the,
no.
You did.
I said, and
AC/DC was playing. You said this band is the only one that's saying this is the world.
I said the next band after this band.
Oh.
But see, you were in your little
world. I was totally
world.
Entranced.
He was. He was like, yeah.
I was just dancing.
I think we should play the band that we really, really agree on. Do you remember that band?
No. This is not the one we totally agreed on.
Okay.
This is the one that you said you wanted. Remember this?
This was
you.
This I do
was
like this
all
band.
MJ.
I think there's some listeners that like this band.
We'd like to hear from you if there's one out there.
You know what? They've got the beat.
They actually do have the beat. I think they've trademarked
it. So email us, you guys.
The Go-Go's. We got the beat. This is
right,
an all-girls.
Little Belinda.
This is an all-girls band, though, so you hand it to them there.
Yeah.
Sweet.
We've got the beat. We've got the beat. Yeah!
Okay.
And they don't have to have a ton of makeup and their tongue sticking out. Yeah.
No, you're right. I think an all-girl band dressed as Kiss probably wouldn't have been as effective.
No.
You know what I mean?
Although, you never know.
I just don't see the guys packing the stadium.
No.
For an all-girls band dressed like Kiss.
No. Oh, yeah.
I love REO Speedwagon. You know why?
Why?
Because I can't fight this feeling anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Need XX?
Yes.
I love this song. No, they're really good. So I saw them as well at the Terrace in Salt Lake when they were just kind of beginning.
This reminds me of like the old guy that can't pee.
This reminds you of the old guy that can't pee?
Yeah, I can't hold out forever.
Oh my goodness.
I can't fight this feeling anymore. There's got to be catheter in this song somewhere, right?
Oh my goodness.
I know. I'm so sorry.
That's what we should do, is get some tunes in the back of the rig.
We should.
We wouldn't need to use as many drugs.
No, you're right.
We could make their heartbeat go up or down.
Night. And I'm getting closer than
ever. We should see his facials.
Hold on, I just got to do the tagline here.
Okay.
Here we go. Lay it down.
Look at that drummer.
Okay, good enough? MJ's song, here we go.
Right. Rapid eye movement.
So why does this one do it for you?
Because everybody hurts sometime or other.
REM people.
Night is yours REM is good, though.
Wake me up when this one's over.
Stop it. All right, then you play something better.
Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hold on to your pants for this one, fellas.
And gals.
It's coming at you right now.
Woo!
Poison. Poison. This one needs to be turned up.
Just get out your bandana.
These guys are a great band.
Ooh, yeah! I agree. This is my top 10. Woo!
I'll just sing the bass part. That's all I know. Such a great band. I just love these guys.
Yeah, I do too. Crank it up.
Okay, anyway, so yeah.
From the same old same.
say, don't need nothing but a... Your turn. Go.
No.
How can I resist? Oh, thank you, Poison. All right, MJ's up.
This...
Again, not quite sure, not quite sure.
You're not quite sure why.
Why this is on your tops.
Well, because he really is really good. Maybe not this song, although I like it. Might not be for everybody, but he's pretty brilliant.
I will give
not
you
as great as Michael.
He is brilliant,
but he's really good.
Where did this song "Purple Rain" originate? Where do you come up with the name "Purple Rain"?
Well, you start with LSD.
Is that how it starts?
And then you have a little vodka, and then you hear the thunder, and you walk outside. Purple rain. Purple rain.
No, because when I hear thunder and I walk outside, I hear thunder. Na 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 na. Thunder.
I agree.
Na na na. I would not ever sing
purple rain.
Purple rain. Okay, second to the last. This was my one of my picks, and I just love this band. When I'm having a hard day,
I love this band.
It's Chicago.
It is
every
the
time.
Top 10.
And I love their Christmas album.
Oh.
I love it.
Hmm. But do you like it?
Love was meant to be. Yes, I did. Kind of love to last forever. Oh, my gosh.
Whoa. We're not sure what happened.
That was a mechanical
that was a
malfunction.
A blooper.
Yeah. I have so many good memories of busting out through the desert in my little Hyundai Elantra looking for rabbits.
Oh, fun.
With Chicago playing.
Really?
Oh. You're the meaning in my life. You're the inspiration. You bring feeling to my life. You're the perspiration. Not perspiration. And I think that we both agree on our last band.
We do. And we're not saying it's number one, but we both really, really love them.
This band.
This band is the band that is the only band that sang in We Are the World.
This band kicks butt.
They're the ones that started really with MTV and
so
they exploded.
They did sing in the background of We Are the World with everybody, but Huey Lewis did actually sing a solo on that song.
Oh, I wasn't saying that he didn't sing a solo. I was just saying
but the band. Yeah. They did sing background for sure. Well, they're so talented. Why not?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep. And I'm so excited that we're going to get to play or we have a podcast with one of their
yes, we do.
Musicians.
Mario.
Mario.
We just got to say it. We interviewed Mario.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
And it's a really
the bass player,
powerful,
folks.
Great, gritty.
Yeah. Really cool.
He just tells it how it is, and so it might be rated PG-13.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
But who listening to this does not have a good feeling when you listen to this song?
Oh, yeah.
What does this song remind you of?
Back to the Future.
But
and
any,
it just
and
reminds me
else?
Of, I don't know, it just reminds me of the 80s, really.
So my brothers and I had the Huey Lewis and the News tape cassette, and we would play it while we were practicing basketball in the backyard.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, I mean, this is totally some of the best memories I ever have. Huey Lewis in the News.
We are going to play a song with Mario that's never been played before that we got permission to play. It's called So A Little Kindness from Huey Lewis in the News. And so we're excited when that comes out.
Yep. It's going to be great.
Yes, it is.
Well, everyone, that wraps up our 80s, best of the 80s rock.
Wrap it good.
Whip it good.
See, now you know why Whip It's so good.
Whip it good. You must whip it.
You must whip it.
If anyone has a story about whipping it good, the song that you would like to share with us, I would be curious to know what that is. So far, all those stories have evaded me in my lifetime. But MJ has...
I do.
Anyway, thank you everyone for listening to Why Your Story today.
Thank you. We hope you love the 80s like we do.
We love them. We want to give a shout out to our sponsors.
We sure do. Thank you.
Star Valley Health.
Star Valley Health.
Thank you for all you do. The Pop Shop.
That's right.
Tommy the Pop Shop. EcoLife.
EcoLife. Thanks, you guys. Thanks
go support
for your
them.
Support. Yep. Thanks, Dan and the crew Dal, here at SBI. Dal Duke. And Duke. The Triple D's.
Triple D's, SBI Media. You guys are great to work with. Appreciate all your support and help you give to us. So, and thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you. We really appreciate you. Have a wonderful day.
Oh, yeah. Enjoy it.
As we sing you a song.
Don't need money. Don't take fame. Don't need no credit card to ride this train.
Woo!
Strong and steel. Don't want you feel nothing till you feel.
Feel the power. Just feel the power of love.
Love it.